The purpose of the expo is straightforward: increase sales of locally produced food. Dane County Economic Development Specialist Olivia Perry says for every $100,000 worth of food sold, 2 jobs are created. She also says consumers can get food closer to ripeness.
It's a national trend, a very significant trend, growing rapidly and outpacing organic in terms of its rapid increase in popularity.
While the amount of local food served in restaurants and available in stores may be growing, the majority of what consumers eat is still from elsewhere, on average 1,500 miles away. Wisconsin Grocers Association President Brandon Scholes says getting local food to make up 10% of grocery sales would be a huge boon.
To really see this accelerate, to see the sales of local products, is going to take time. It's going to take time because you've got to make sure consumers know it's there. You've got to market it, merchandise it. You've got to have signage. And if you look back at the organics, it took years and years and years of bringing those products to market.
Both Scholes and Perry say one barrier to increasing local food in restaurants and grocery stores is the logistics of quantity and supply. The expo will address that issue. Buyers and sellers will also talk about doing business at the event. Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett will talk about ag tourism, and UW-Milwaukee's Director of Restaurant Operations will discuss local food networking. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.